Om Shanti. Baba is very generous. And Baba really, really wants the best for each one of us. And so Baba tries to make things very easy for us. For example, Baba says, yes, you can become Bapsaman. And then when you actually begin to think about what it means to be like the Father, and you start thinking about the different steps and the detail of that, you realize that Baba makes it sound very easy. But it's a fair amount of effort that's needed. In the same way, Baba's telling us Mansa Seva, and it's a term we use so easily. But yet, there are several steps that we need to be aware of before we can even get to the stage of Mansa Seva in terms of serving the world. And the first step is surely that I have to serve my own mind. And unless my mind is qualified to serve, it's not going to be able to be an instrument that God can use to serve the world. And in terms of my own yoga, there's a huge amount of work that needs to happen with my own yoga first, before I have extra that I can just donate and serve the world with that. So this isn't to scare you, but I think it's important to be aware. And so first step, have I been able to have so much yoga that I'm able to be the master of my physical senses? Just the physical senses. My eyes, my tongue, both in terms of eating. Is it the ice cream that attracts me? Is it still my preference? I like, I don't like, things like this. So you can see that yoga power first, just the conquest of the physical senses, being in the body and yet not being pulled by the body. And then next step, enough yoga power so that in terms of my interaction with others, I'm not creating more karma. I haven't even started thinking about settling karma from the past, but at least in my interaction today, if I'm giving sorrow, yes, of course, I'm creating karma. But equally, if I'm taking sorrow, that's also a creation of karma. That's scary, isn't it? They're doing the giving of sorrow, but I'm taking it on. And that's also becoming a burden for me. And so I'm creating karma through taking sorrow. And so, not even that. And at least 95% of my relationships should be of contentment. Baba allows the 5% margin. I remember it was in the early 90s, 1991, and I was traveling with another sister to another country, and it must have been the Murali of December 31st, because the 1st or 2nd of January we were traveling and we were discussing this, and Baba had and it was very intimate being with Baba in those days in Om Shanti Bhavan, and Dadiji right in front. And as I say, I wasn't there, but I read it later. And when Baba said everyone should be content, then Dadiji has said, but Baba, there are still some souls who are not content. And Baba said, there'll always be 5%. Baba will give that margin. If there are 5% out of all your relationships, souls were not content with you. It's okay. But 95% is in your control, and you should be able to deal with that. So enough yoga power that I'm able to stay content and give contentment to others. Now, that's an interesting checkpoint, isn't it? So, then beyond that, the next step, enough yoga power that I'm the master of my inner faculties. The external faculties, one thing, but now the inner faculties. My mind, the waste thoughts that Baba's talking about, the ability to put a full stop, the ability to forgive and let go, all of that takes yoga power, yoga power. The ability to have good feelings, clean feelings, healthy feelings at all times. The ability to clean out the chit, the memory track, so that the feelings don't get damaged by that. When Nadi first told us this, I heard it and I agreed, but it was after some time that I understood the power behind the words she had used. And she'd said that the chit interferes in the intellect making connection with Baba, because the chit creates all sorts of feelings that then shake your yoga. And that's an interesting statement, and it caught my attention, but it took me a while of my own experimentation and just seeing how it works in myself. And of course, the way it works is that memories trigger feelings. And unless you've dealt with memories and cleaned them out, there'll always be feelings that will jump up and shake the yoga. So, dealing with the inner faculties. And then I start dealing with the burden of the sins I carry. And then the proof of that is that there's a transformation in sanskars. When Baba spoke about not just killing but burning, so much yoga fire that truly the sanskars have been burnt away. And no trouble. The soul's able to move along within all circumstances very easily and naturally because the sanskars are now very clean. And then, having conquered the senses, conquered sin, conquered the past sanskars, then at that point, really, truly, when I do yoga, it's for the world. And yet Baba's telling us to do it today so that we practice. So for now, it's practicing. And as we practice, of course, it helps us with our concentration. It helps us with serving. And yes, there's benefit for whoever, whatever, but also benefit for the self. But you can see that the real stage of Mansa Seva, really sending light and might to the world, is when my own level of yoga has been topped up so that there's an overflow. Then there's more than what I need for myself, and it's able to reach out and serve others. But Baba's telling us to experiment. And so today, not just another lecture on Mansa Seva, but experimentation. And after that, Daddy actually wants questions. So I'll be asking her some of the questions that have been coming up from people I've been meeting today and the last couple of days. So we have a good opportunity to get into Daddy's intellect and see what's going on in there. But let's experiment. Firstly, as I say, mansa seva for my own mind. Here in Madhuban, in the sacred atmosphere, and with the power of the gathering, the vibrations support me and help me. And I'm able to focus on Baba naturally and easily. And from Baba, the ocean of mercy and compassion, I receive the light and might that I need to serve my own mind. Baba cleans out things of the past from my thoughts, Baba gives me power to put a full stop feelings. And I take Baba's love so that my feelings can be healed. So much love from Baba. That I can let go of the hurt and the pain that I've carried with myself. Baba wants my feelings to be pure and healthy. And Baba gives so much love. That I can be healed. And in this pure love, I again experience the joy of the meeting with God. Holding on to the things from the past took away my happiness. And Baba's love returns my treasure of happiness. Baba doesn't even want me to feel guilty about my own mistakes. Baba says, "Child, you've realized and you've been honest, and Baba forgives you. And I have to have the courage to forgive myself and move forward." Baba's love and joy help me let go so that I can be free. Baba serves my mind so that my mind can be a pure, clean instrument. And so with Baba's remembrance, I serve my own mind. I serve souls distressed . I step away from the material world and move into the space which is my home. The place of light. The place of silence. The unlimited space of me and my Baba. And from up above, I look down onto the stage, and the millions of people in distress, some physically, some emotionally, and so many spiritually distressed. And being with Baba up above, see the sorrow and pain. But I can be silent and still. I can have compassion, like Baba, but yet without feeling any sorrow myself. Simply a pure desire that these souls should connect with Baba and be able to experience Baba's love, Baba's light, Baba's might. My pure desire and good wishes for these souls and Baba's light and might reaches these souls. And as Baba's light and might reaches out, some souls are touched deeply and they're drawn to Baba, and somehow find the way to meet Baba. I just simply sit with Baba, let Baba do his work, and Baba's light and might reaches them. And then I see souls who simply want a little bit of peace, a little bit of love from God, and Baba is able to give them that. Together with Baba, I see Baba fulfilling their needs. And then I see some souls denial, and yet Baba even gives them hope for the future. strength to deal with the things that come their way. They deny even Baba's existence. But for Baba, they are his children. And Baba helps them. God's light and might touches all the souls of the world. And they take from Baba whatever it is they need. Serving all the people of the world with Baba, the world benefactor, is easy. But now Baba has said, to offer my cooperation to the Brahmin family. And not one individual, but the beautiful gathering, the unlimited family of Brahmins, comes in front of me. And with Baba, I share Baba's love and power with my entire family. Not one, not five, not even those of my country, but Baba's unlimited. And with Baba, I am pulled into the unlimited also. Baba the Beloved helps each Brahmin child deepening their faith filling them with courage supporting and accelerating each child's progress. I simply stay with Baba and let Baba, the Unlimited One, the Almighty, do what he needs to do. And I simply keep the highest vision and the purest feelings for the family that I belong to and I'm connected with through the whole cycle. In the Brahman family who are struggling with their chariots not one not two but so many settling their karma with faith and love. Don't know. But now, with Baba, I send out Baba's light and power. Brahman brothers and sisters who need special help from Baba at this moment. And as Baba's light and love reach these souls, their pain is reduced and they feel Baba remembering them, not just they remembering Baba, but they feel Baba's intervention and Baba reaching out to them. Souls who have done much for Baba with dedication and love, and today need Baba's special help. I send out Baba's light and love to those who I have given pain to, so that Baba's love that's able to heal them. And they are able to forgive me. I send Baba's light. So that my karma with them can be settled and cleared. And they can be free, and I can be free too. Baba's peace calms the elements, Baba's purity cleanses the elements. Nature has a job to do. To prepare a new world for Baba's children. And I know that nature will do the work that's destined in the drama, but sending Baba's peace and purity to the earth, to the waters, to the air, ensures that the elements will never give me sorrow. I serve them today. and the elements will care for me and keep me safe at times of upheaval. And in the new world, the elements will dance and cooperate and share love and give happiness. I become aware of the elements of my own chariot. And I appreciate how precious and valuable this is. In Sangam Yug, I need its cooperation to study, to meditate, to serve. Sitting in the center of my forehead, connected with Baba, I get Baba's light and love to this valuable, precious instrument of mine. Strength so that it continues to cooperate with me to all souls and to the planet. And in this process of serving, Baba has filled me with his light, with his might. And I know that I haven't served. Baba has served. And I have simply received much benefit. It's Baba's light, Baba's might that serves. And I have the fortune of receiving from Baba. I come back to the awareness of Madhavan, Harmony Hall, and time, and this place. But I keep Baba's light and might with me. Om Shanti.